Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
And Kayla, and we're directionally challenged.
Yeah, we totally thought we'd have all these things figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
And yeah, we really don't.
We really don't.
We don't.
And that's totally okay.
Is it?
I think it is.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. We're just going to sit down today and figure it out with our guest, Jackie Schimmel. You guys might know her from her own podcast, The Bitch Bible. And yes, I said the F word. I'm already like sweating over it because we don't always cuss that much. But I felt like in honor of Jackie Schimmel, I had to just like come in with a bang.
I mean, that girl she definitely comes in with a bang. We are huge fans of her and her podcast, and she is so much fun. And who else would you want to talk about the holidays with?
Let's just bitch about the holidays.
I mean, because here's the thing. As much as we love them, they are hard and people hate them. A lot of people hate them, but they act like they like them. And this is what I love about Jackie, is she just says it like it is.
So last week we talked about the nice parts of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. We talked about like cozy things and movies and gift guides. Mm-hmm. But this week we are ready to bitch about the holidays.
We're going to get a little naughty.
We're going to get a little naughty.
I mean, there's so much that I don't like about the holidays. Candace, what do you hate the most about it?
I think the small talk at like the pressure of holiday parties. Mm. I love throwing a holiday party. We threw a big one last year. We're gearing up to throw a big one this year. I love throwing a party. I just don't always like, I don't know my place within the party. Like, I like throwing it. And then I like to, like, sit, like, as we've discussed, I like sitting in a corner and just watching the party from afar.
With your cocktail in hand.
With my cocktail in hand. But, yeah, I feel like it just gets, like, so bombarded with, like, come to this, come to that. And like, the gift-giving kind of stresses me out. I like it for the teens. Like, I actually like kind of shopping. And then it's just, like, the wrapping and the hiding and the...
The wrapping.
It always comes
down to... The hiding? What are you hiding?
You gotta hide the presents.
Oh, okay.
You gotta hide the presents.
Okay, yeah.
And that's a whole
you
thing.
You also have to hide Elf on the Shelf, don't you?
And then the Elf on the Shelf, as we've discussed. But the great thing is that Joe and I have done a really good job about deciding, like, our holiday. Like, we never kind of get pulled in either direction with the families. We've really made it about like our family that we created, and that's where our attention and our energy goes to.
That's good. I mean, I definitely need to try and learn that this year. But the thing I hate the most about the holidays is I feel like I'm always uncomfortable, like physically, because you're always in some like heels and a dress and like maybe something sparkly that's like itchy on your arms. And I just feel like I'm always uncomfortable. And I seem to have like a lot of makeup on my face and I'm like sweaty because I ran from this and that. And this year I'm really going to try and just like be comfortable because I want to have fun. And I feel realize that I do not have fun when I'm all, see, I'm the opposite of you. You like to be decked out. I like to be comfortable. I want to be in an outfit that makes me happy, that I feel good in, that's not like crazy Christmassy and decked out and all that stuff.
I want to wear sequins. Yeah, I want to be stressed about my red lipstick all night.
No.
And I expect my feet to bleed in my new pairs
of
shoes.
How is that fun?
Because they look fantastic.
Oh my God.
And I'm showing them off. And I feel fancy. And otherwise, what's the point? If my feet are not bleeding and blistered by the end of the night, then did I even have a good time?
There's also a lot of family drama during the holidays, I think. Sometimes people are forced to like see people they haven't seen in a while. And we're all sitting on the same couch. And like, there's just a lot of possible arguments that can happen. You know, people bring up politics and all that kind of stuff. And holidays can be really fun. But then for some people, holidays can not be fun at all. I love my family and we don't normally sit and like talk about, and there's not a lot of arguments, but I just feel like over the course of the holidays, most people eye roll instead of smile when you bring the holidays up.
It's true. Do you get sad during the holidays?
No.
Like sometimes I think Christmas music makes me feel sad, but in a way where I kind of like it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You crying to just Christmas crying carols?
to the beautiful Christmas carols. That's where I like happy that Joe and I have kind of made it our own little thing. Like that is something that we've escaped, is like the pressures of like the back and forth or like awkward family conversations or anything like that. Cause I think we've just like, even if we've like tried to dip a toe into it where we like go for a big thing and then it just doesn't go well if we're sleeping on like a twin bed or like on a couch or a pull out couch or like, you know, in bunk beds, we're like, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. We would rather just be at home. So we've kind of like made it our own thing, which is really nice.
I feel like Jackie does a really good job of creating ways for us to escape the holidays. She's got some good tips and tricks, which I love. And we're coming up right after this with Jackie Schimmel.
Dear Ashley Challenge.
Guys, without further ado, we got Jackie Schimmel here.
Fuck
of
yeah.
The Bitch Bible.
Oh, happy to be here.
I love that your first question was, can I cuss on this podcast?
Always, always.
Because we kind of do. Like, we'll throw in a curse word, but like this morning I wanted to listen to your latest episode of The Bitch Bible.
I'm sorry in advance.
And I realized that I had like a 3.5-year-old and a 14-year-old in the car. And I was like, nope. I'm just going to have to wait on this one.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a kid-friendly carpool podcast.
Yeah. Do you ever not have an explicit rating? Probably not.
No.
Oh my God. I've been deleted from Instagram 3 times in 2 weeks.
That's a true story?
This is a true story. I'm currently deleted from Instagram.
Oh, wait, that's interesting because I did go to your Instagram. It was like not available. I was like, wait, what? I'm confused.
Yes, unavailable.
I was going to ask you about a few weeks ago, you went on an influencer trip.
Yes, and I was banned from Instagram within 3 hours. Like, no joke.
Okay, we need the story. Like, tell us, what happened?
Oh, wow. It was a cold September day. No, I went to this influencer retreat, which is so ridiculous because I never do shit like that. Like, not with a gun to my head. I'm like, no, thank you. But it was really close to my house and it was Nobu and it was nice and I had some friends going.
Let's be honest. It was Nobu, so you went.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I would go for the free fucking dinner, like let alone the hotel room by the beach. Done.
Perfect.
And I had friends going. So we're at dinner and we're all drinking, having fun. And these are like friends of mine. These aren't people I just fucking met. Okay. I'm not completely unhinged. So we're sitting at dinner. I am sitting next to my good friend, Heather McMahon. I'm sitting next to my good friend, Morgan Stewart, people that I've known for a long time that I have an actual relationship with. And I'm like, look at these dumb sluts. And was mass reported and deactivated from Instagram. Instantly.
Now, do you know about how this works? Like, does just one person complain?
No.
It has to be like an onslaught of complainers that like...
Yeah. And it's been going on for a month and I'm just getting like fucking mass reported all the time for everything. I mean, the latest one has been all about my dog, which let me tell you something. I treat that dog better than I treat myself, than any human being. I am obsessed with him. I joke that he's sexy because he looks like Jude Law, which he does. And apparently that's animal abuse.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But here's a fun fact for you. So I'm being reported for animal abuse for saying, like, I love him so much, like, I want to kick him in the face, which is, like, an expression that I have used my entire life. Like, I say,
I mean, that's how you talk about your grandmother as well.
Yeah. I say, I'm going to kill her all the time. I tell her all the time. I'm like, I love you so much, I'm going to kill you. We all say it. Everyone in my family, it's, like, kind of a weird way of expressing love. I say it to my husband, I'm like, you're so cute, I'm gonna fucking drop kick you. And it's like, sweet. So, you know, I can't say that about my dog, but Janelle Evans from Teen Mom's, husband, boyfriend, whatever, he killed a fucking dog and he still has an Instagram, and so does R. Kelly. So I will leave you with that.
That is a point well made.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
casually segueing into then talking about your family. Yeah. Where did you grow up? What do your parents do?
My dad is in real estate. My mom passed. We're not getting into it. And sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I grew up in just right around here, like in the Valley.
So you're a Cali girl.
I'm a Cali girl.
Me
SoCal.
Too. Love that.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
So will you spend the holidays with your family then, or with your dad, or what does that look like for you? You're probably just with your husband, right? Or-
yeah. Well, so I'm Jewish and my husband converted. So he is a new Jew, but my family kind of celebrates both, and his family celebrates Christmas. So we kind of do it all. We kind of flip flop between my family and his family. And it is the most dreaded time of the year for me.
Do you call it Jewmas? I have a friend who celebrates both, and they call it Jewmas, and they love it. It's like their family thing. I don't know if that was a thing or if that's just her family's thing.
I think that's like very specific. I like it, and I might take it. But no, we kind of do like Hanukkah, which isn't that big of a holiday for the Jews. We do that with my family. We'll do Christmas Eve with my family. We'll do Christmas Day with his family. We like flop the fuck around, and it is awful.
So you're in your car the whole time?
I'm like in the bathroom crying the whole time. I'm like breathing into a paper bag, like just trying not to fucking lose my damn mind.
Now, is this something in adulthood that you don't like the holidays, or did it start when you were younger? Was there like a turning point?
You know what? I think it's definitely when I got older and I realized this is a bunch of bullshit. I could be home in like with my husband, eating a nice meal, not drinking boxed wine, watching Real Housewives, as opposed to trying to pretend like I give a fuck about where little Susie's going to college next year and I haven't spoken to you in a year, since last year. And to just that forced catch-up intimacy when you're not like family, it's a slippery slope. Like, yeah, maybe you have a small percentage of blood that you share with this person, but I don't even have your cell phone number. And also, don't send me a list of gifts that you can't afford to buy yourself. Like, we're not doing that.
Wait, so in your family, other people send you lists of gifts that they want you to give them?
Oh, I just got the text message. I dread this text message. I get it once a year from people that I do not know with recommended wish list.
Wait, it for like the kids? Is it like the nieces and nephews? Or the adults get in there as
no,
well?
No, the adults get in there.
Oh, wow.
I'm confused. I'm really confused. So people are like, hey, I kind of want the new iPhone.
Somebody wants a blender, a Vitamix. So it's $400. It's available at Williams-Sonoma. And then they also sent a promo code.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
With the...
Like, no, I swear to fucking God. Yes, a link to the Vitamix.
Is this a group text with like everyone on it?
Oh, nope. Just to me and my husband. To me and my husband.
I feel like that wins. Cause at this point I was going to be like, I thought I was coming in hot being like, oh yeah. Like my parents think it's like great to get us gifts that they really just want for themselves, but at our house.
Right.
Like my mom loves to, like my mom doesn't understand a toaster oven.
Right.
So she just bought a specific toaster that she likes to use and like gave it to me for my birthday.
Okay.
And was like, happy birthday. And I'm like, I don't need this. Or like, or coffee pot. She doesn't understand the pour over concept. And
right. Yeah,
so she loves a big coffee pot. So she's bought us like two coffee pots to keep here.
Like I love a self-serving gift though. Like I'm really on that level too. Like I love that. That's my vibe. So I'm not going to hate on that.
You should hang out with Candace's mom. Like, Carolyn is amazing.
That is so my vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then anything that I get for her, she tries to give it back to me. Like, I got them.
She's a regifter?
No, like, she won't regift
like
it.
Like, she doesn't want to accept it.
Yeah. She, like, if I give her shoes or if I give them, like, they like to sit outside by their fire pit at night. And I was trying to think, like, what they'd actually use. And it's like these blankets that are like warm and cozy, but like waterproof too for the boat rides. Like, I really thought about this and like researched a few different ones. And she hasn't opened the box. And she was like, well, why don't you guys take them? You know?
That's so my dad too. He would never. He would be like, you don't have to buy me anything. I'm your dad. You know what I mean? But like, some other people in the family aren't like that. And then you get the blender text.
And then you get the blender text.
It's $400.
I mean, that's insane.
Now, so do you and your husband then do like the 8 presents of Hanukkah? Do you guys do that for each other? Do you guys gift exchange?
Not really. I think it's more of a holiday for kids, honestly, Hanukkah. It's like, what, are we going to play dreidel and get some guilt? Me and my husband, like, two big losers. No, that's ridiculous. I'm like, on the second night of Hanukkah. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's going to dress up as Hanukkah Harry and give me a gift? No. Not really. We don't do that.
My dad just got a full-on Santa suit because I have a little baby. My sister has a baby. My sister's also pregnant, all this stuff. So we have all these kids in the house, right? And my dad's full-on, like, going to be Santa this year. Like, yeah. Like, and he's owning it.
Amazing.
And so excited about it. And I feel like that's the only way an adult can, like, celebrate and feel like a kid again in the holidays is, like, yeah, you can play Santa and stuff. But, like, there's no – yeah, I agree with you on
like
the whole –
like, at a certain just age –
at some point, you're – yeah, it's
for the kids.
I don't
have children – and, like, I have no – like, I want to buy all my, you know, nieces and whatever. Like, I want to buy all the kids' stuff. But yeah. Like,
each of them a Vitamix?
Everyone's getting a Vitamix.
This episode is brought to you by Vitamix. Let's talk about Vitamix, guys.
$400. Yeah. But if you use a promo code on Williams-Sonoma.
I mean, that's what I can't get over. The fact that not only did they ask for something expensive, they also admitted that they thought it was expensive and gave you the coupon code.
Like, all I wanted to respond was, fuck, period, you, period.
What did you say in response?
I said absolutely nothing. Like, because I can't, I don't have that threshold where I can, like, go 50% or 25%. I'm either, like, 100 or I have to silence myself.
Got it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I haven't learned yet how to just, like, ration out my personality.
You should give them, like, a mix of vitamins. Yeah. And be like, oh, I misunderstood.
From all my podcast sponsors, yeah. Like, things that I just have for free. Be like, here you go.
See, that's my thing. We have some friends sometimes that will give birthday gifts.
Yeah.
But we know that they got it gifted for free.
Oh, God, that's the
worst.
And
they're like, here you go. And it's like a bag of, like, shit. And you're like, I know that you didn't go out and buy this for me.
I know you are in a campaign promoting this
exact
brand.
Exactly.
Totally.
And it's a giant – and then even the basket it comes in is a branded basket from, like, a separate event.
Do you guys watch Real Housewives?
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember
– our producer, Melissa, is obsessed,
okay,
too.
So you'll get this. In on Scary Island, The Real Housewives in New York, when Bethany goes and hands out the skinny girl gift bags and Kelly starts hysterically crying. She's like, I don't get why she did this. Like, why would she do this? And she starts crying about how offended she is to get the branded gift bag. That's what it's like.
Yes.
Except it's your fucking birthday and you thought it was your real friend. And it's, I guess it's not.
I'll take it on, like, a trip to Cabo. Like, I'll take a free gift bag of stuff. Like, you know, that was one of my favorite parts about going on a bachelorette trip is, like, the little bag that
loot.
Like, yes, the loot. But yes, it is very funny when you're like, oh, great, foundation. And so it's not even, I don't know. It's just
do
a
you
very
say something
choice.
Though when that comes about?
Like, you know, I don't think I ever really open the gifts in front of people. So I'm, like, at my house. So it would be me texting or being like, yo, I know you got this for free, which is weird. So no.
No, see, like, I've totally done that. I'd be like, you little bitch, you couldn't go down and buy me a goddamn candle, right? Or I'll, like, so go back and screenshot, like, pictures of her, like, with a sponsored thing. And I'm like, that's cool. Thank you so much for the thoughtful gift. You're awesome.
Now, what will you give your friends for the holidays? Like, is there actually something you like to give that's a good...
I don't buy all of my friends things. I normally, like, will throw a party and do, like, a big dinner drink thing. I do, like, a Hanukkah party for my close friends where I, like, do the latkes with the caviar and vodka and really, like, go to town on it. But, yeah, I'm not
I'm like more of a just overall generous human throughout the year. Like I'm not like, I'm not like putting on my Mrs. Claus hat and like going and buying everybody gifts. I don't expect it. I'm a Jew. I'm not doing that.
It's stressful.
It is stressful. It's ridiculous.
I know. The only gift list that I accept at this point is I've got two teenage stepdaughters. So that's been very helpful.
Yes.
So now I know exactly like what they want. But that's, it's like always a freaking like scavenger hunt.
Right.
Because it's like you go to like the Urban Outfitters and they're like, we only carry that in one store in like Topanga. God. And you're like, I'm on my way. And it's holding. And then you got to go to like Century City to find this. It's a whole
scavenger hunt. No, you can't buy anything in store anymore. It's all online. And then when you go online, let's say you need it that day. You go online and everything says they have one left in every store, and you call every store and they're like, oh, sorry, yeah, we don't have it. I'm like, then don't have it say you have one left online.
Misleading. And also it's 2019. Yes. Stack your inventory.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I miss them. I like them all. Right. I like them all. I'm not an online shopper. I like going to a mall, and it makes me really sad that they're just disappearing.
Are they actually disappearing?
They're disappearing.
You think?
Yeah. It's like going to be like the old CD stores.
Oh, wow. That is sad.
Because the teens don't like going to the mall. Like if I say, let's go shopping, they're like, just not the mall. And I'm like,
then where? Then,
Trader Joe's? Where are we going to go? Like we have
which is also fun.
Which is very fun. Like if that's the alternative. But like, yeah, kids just want to go online to buy things.
I'm a Valley girl. I love the mall.
I love it.
I love a food court.
Yeah.
I get the stupid iced tea for $6. Then I walk around.
And see, that was our life though. As a teenager, you would like hang out at the mall with your friends.
Yeah.
And your mom would drop you off, but also maybe be at the mall.
Yeah.
And you would supervising catch her
from
staring
a distance.
At you.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
But you felt independent. It's sad to me that they don't have that anymore. Instead, they just FaceTime each other and sit on their bed.
It's very true.
Or troll the gram, unless you're me and you don't have an Instagram.
You need a Finsta.
I know.
A fake Insta.
No, I tried.
They got that one too?
Yeah. Yeah. Down in an hour.
They're on you. You need to behave for like a month and then maybe they'll like take you off their list.
No, I was trying. For the past few weeks, I wasn't even in the country. I was in London and I didn't even use like a curse word. And then I woke up, was it yesterday? It seems like so long ago. It was yesterday. And it was like, your account has been disabled for community guidelines. And I'm like, okay, now you're just messing with me because I really, really didn't do anything.
But what's crazy to me is on your podcast, some of the things that come out of your mouth casually.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Certain jokes and, you know, words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I would think that that would be more of something that you, like, people are more concerned with.
Way more aggressive. But also, I own that platform, so they can't do a damn thing about it. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd be, like, living under the 101 in a tent or something. Like, I just can't. I mean, I'd be completely off. I'd be bankrupt.
I'm very glad that you can talk about how sexy your dog is on your podcast, though.
Okay. Me too.
You deserve that space.
Do you
dress
your dog up for the holidays?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
I don't want to be that person.
I have a thing with those people. Like, you don't – dog costumes. My mom tried to dress our dog up, and I'm like, Mom, like, the dog doesn't want to be dressed up. Most of the time, they feel like they're being punished.
There's also like those, you know, those light up snowflake earrings that people start wearing on November 1st that I have a real issue with. Like, what kind of person are you that you think that's okay? Or like skeleton chandelier earrings for Halloween. Like, nope, not on my watch.
Okay, so then if someone invites you to an ugly sweater party, are you like for it or against it?
Yeah, for it.
Okay.
I'm not like full Ebenezer Scrooge.
You're not sitting with a pipe in your mouth and a big cape. Just
no, I like the parties. I like the whole thing. I don't like getting lists of gifts to buy adults.
Respect.
I'm not buying anyone a blender. That's really what this is all about. This is fresh, so I'm venting.
Please. Do you tell your husband what to get you?
We're not like holiday gift givers. Okay. We're traveling. We're going on a nice trip for the holidays. And you know, if I want something, I typically will just buy it myself or like on a random Tuesday be like, you need to buy me something. Here we go.
Sounds like it's a gift of experience because you throw parties for your friends and you just like are with them and then you and your husband go visit. And I feel like those are the best gifts. I like that better than getting something, you know, to open.
No, if I want something, I buy it for myself. If I want to go on a vacation, I want to go to like a nice, I want to like do things with people that I love.
That Destiny's Child song just keeps going, I bought it.
Oh yeah, Independent Woman part one.
I'm the worst. I think my husband husband would like be so happy if I was like that. And I don't know what is wrong with me. I want a present. I want it wrapped under the tree, and I want specific things, and I want them to be fancy, and I want them to be nice.
I so support that.
Way more expensive than I would buy myself, even though I would buy it for myself anyway. But I just like want the fancy thing.
So then do you text him what you want?
Yes. I tell him, I nudge.
Do you give him like options though?
So no, I nudge and I expect him to read my mind and it has to be perfect. And it's not, then my face like will do the like, oh.
Poor Joe. That's I know. I feel so bad hard. For him.
And I can't get rid of it. It's been like this since I was a kid. It's like birthdays and Christmas. I always like to be like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But if it's not perfect.
If you don't give me a goddamn gift. Yeah.
I think you should try to give him like a few things that you like that any one of them would make you so happy. Like at least three. So you don't know what's in the box when you're opening it.
That's a good idea.
Well, I know. Well, like here's for an example. Like I wanted this like yummy cashmere sweater that's like those New York sweaters that I showed you. And but you can write whatever you want on it in this like special yarn. And so I just said, hey, I really like these sweaters.
Ooh.
But then it's like, well, elusive. What is he going to put on it? You know, then that's the next test. Which sweater is he going to buy? Was he going to write something like original or is he just going to buy one of the general ones?
No, he'll.
So you're testing.
I'm testing him still.
He'll write what I honestly like could guess what he would write right now.
He bought a general one, but I still loved it. Yes, I still loved it. It was okay.
Oh, you already, is this a Christmas gift?
Yeah, this was last year.
Oh, last year. I'm like, you already know?
No, okay. I got to work on my list, but I would love to be one of those like casual, like it's not, and we are doing a fancy Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
I'm just like that spoiled little brat and that like.
No, at least I'm you a would Jew, know though.
That's what it is. It's a Jew thing. You just like, the bar is low. Nobody really gives a shit about Hanukkah. It's like not the vibe. So I totally understand where you're coming from, and I celebrate it with you.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
I mean, at least you guys don't have to travel to Saskatchewan, Canada, and do the—
Saskatchewan?
Oh, yeah. My husband is from Saskatchewan, Canada.
What a name.
Yeah. Wow. And it is so, like, minus 40 degrees. Now, remind you, I'm a California girl.
Yeah.
Grew up with, like, it being 80 during Christmas, which it kind of sucks, too. So I do like that it's snowy, but it is like an hour and a half flight plus a 2-hour drive. And now we have a baby. So it's a whole thing. So that's not fun either.
Oh, that's rough.
And our families are both love the holidays so much. We have to spend it with one and we have to spend it with the other. So
do you trade off every year or do you do Christmas?
We try to, but now that we have the baby, everyone wants Christmas with the baby. So I think this year we're going to do both.
Oh, nice.
We'll see. I don't know. Sorry, Tanner, if you're listening to this.
I got kind of lucky because by the time I met my husband, he had kids. So I had to like tell my parents, hey, I'm going to have Christmas with them. Like I can't come home. This is kind of, I need to see this through and this is what I'm going to do. And it was the first time I realized like, oh, I get to make my own decisions for the holidays and I get to start my own traditions.
Totally.
And it was fantastic.
It's very liberating.
It was very, very liberating. So it's been
nice.
Would
you
have
done it with like a newborn, like a few months old? Should I just implement this right now?
I mean, I did it even for Thanksgiving when Joe and I first got married. We were like, we haven't had any time together. We can't go see anyone for Thanksgiving. And instead it was just us and it was the most glorious like Thanksgiving day ever.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I, you know, if little white lies and some manipulation can go a long way.
Until you have a podcast. And everyone hears your secrets.
I mean, I've been bitching about this blender for weeks now. And I got to see them quite soon. So it'll be interesting.
I feel like you deserve a blender. Like someone should get you a blender.
You know what? I have a blender and I bought it for myself. And I went to the Williams-Sonoma when I got into juicing and I bought the blender. So I got one.
Do you use it? Because if you don't, you should just give it to her.
That's actually an amazing idea.
You use one and buy yourself the new one.
By the way, that's an incredible idea because I've used it once. And I'm like, this is messy. And now it's just sitting in my kitchen. So I could just clean it out.
Do it.
Put it in a trash bag. Stick a bow on it and be like, there you go.
I think you're that's going to work. Or use one of the influencer boxes you got.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Here's my FabFitFun. I know you've been wanting this.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals. For Bare Minerals, to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to clean beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
EverSmile White Foam is America's number one selling aligner cleaner for clear teeth aligners, Invisalign, Smile Direct Club, Candid, etc. Most people prefer aligners over braces because they're less noticeable, but aligner wearers can feel self-conscious about yellowing aligners. EverSmile White Foam is the only on-the-go aligner cleaner. They've sold over 1 million bottles. It kills bacteria, freshens breath, and whitens teeth. That's the trifecta. You just pump the foam into your trays, put them back in your mouth, and off you go. Because EverSmile White Foam is the first and only wearable aligner cleaner, there's no soaking or rinsing required. Now here's the nitty-gritty for why you need EverSmile. Aligners begin to collect biofilm and bacteria the moment you put them in your mouth, and you're wearing them all day. EverSmile White Foam kills 99.999% of decay and odor-causing bacteria within 60 seconds. The patented hydrogen peroxide-based formula also breaks up stain molecules, preventing staining and lightly whitening teeth over time. In short, EverSmile White Foam gets you the best results for your clear aligners. Pick up a bottle at your local participating CVS pharmacy or visit eversmilewhite.com/challenged and use coupon code CHALLENGED30 for 30% off your first order. That's eversmilewhite.com/challenged with the code CHALLENGED30.
Life is stressful enough. Luckily, getting birth control is one less thing you have to worry about. With Pill Club, you'll never have to schedule an appointment or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. Pill Club is a birth control subscription that is delivered straight to your door. Most prescriptions are free with insurance or Medicaid, but it can be as low as $3.99 per month without. Shipping is always free and discreet, and Pill Club schedules delivery so you always have your next dose on hand before you need it. So skip the office visit and the line at the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/challenged, our listeners will get a special care package with every delivery. That's thepillclub.com/challenged to get your first birth control care package. Remember, thepillclub.com/challenged.
And we're back.
So since we're on the topic of bitching about the holidays, I made a little list of some like traditional things to see like what everyone's into or not into or frustrated by. And if anyone wants to add or contribute to the list, feel free. Kayla has a very short, tiny square.
Love it.
Yeah, information. Matching pajamas. How do we feel about matching pajamas?
I kind of like them. I think it's fine. It's cute. Whatever. I don't know. I like matching pajamas. I'm a sucker for like matching everyone for one night only. And I do think it's kind of wasteful because I'll never put those specifically Santa pajamas on ever again.
Did your mom?
Or always. Okay. Every year my mom gets us matching
I could
pajamas.
See Susan doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you and your husband wear like, have you ever taken a photo with your husband in matching pajamas?
I would literally never do that. Like the idea of it, like I can't even pretend to be like, maybe. No, we're never doing that. That's so, like, that's, we're not.
Not going to get some dreidel pajamas.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. If you surprised him with him, what would his reaction be?
He would be game, but he would think that he would like probably like call a doctor and be like, is she good? But yeah, he would be fine with it. Me, I don't think that's on my journey.
Okay. Respect. Respect. Yeah. What about the big debate over the song Baby It's Cold Outside?
Oh, well, people think it's a little me too.
Like,
yeah.
But people are like really passionate about wanting to like take down this specific song.
I think I think that that's a little sensitive. I think it's a bit of a reach.
I mean, don't we have bigger problems in our world? I mean,
I
didn't know if you felt like it was a valid point.
No, and that's the best part about like every awkward Christmas special is that there's always like a bizarre duet of like two people that like singing Baby It's Cold Outside in a really weird version.
I have more of a problem with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That shit's weird. And it's really like psychologically as a young kid, why would you have a Christmas song about like infidelity, essentially? Because if you believe in Santa Claus, why the hell is he kissing your mom?
I feel like there needs to be like a dark Christmas movie where it's just like the mom's been like having an affair with Santa, like just, and you don't know who your dad is, and it's like
you need to copyright that now because Lifetime will steal it.
I'd watch it.
Do you watch all those Christmas movies? That was also on my list, like all the like Lifetime, Hallmark, now the Netflix, like two Vanessa Hudgens.
Ooh, I haven't seen that, but like I'm very into the idea. I, once again, not to pull the Jew card so strongly, but I'm a Jew, so I kind of missed the boat on all the Christmas movies. I love Love Actually. I can get down with that. I like an obscure semi-Christmas related movie, but I didn't grow up watching those.
Then you definitely need to watch your favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Oh, I've seen it.
I like it.
It's very cute. Yeah, I like that.
Not a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. It's during Christmas.
That doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
That's exactly what makes it a Christmas movie.
Do they even like wear a hat or anything like that?
Yes. They make snow angels and there's like a Christmas morning thing where, yeah, it's the Christmas movie ever.
You guys watch that movie. Tell us what you think.
But it is interesting because now they've like started saying that everything's like a holiday. Everything's like it's holiday movies.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday this. But it's true. It's like, no, you can't just call it holiday if it's only like a Christmas tree and Santa Claus.
Right. It's a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. Yes. Who cares? Get over it. You're fine.
But then just like say what it is.
Yeah. I don't like the whole elusive holiday PC thing. Like, well, it's like, no, it's about Christmas. And there's no, it isn't, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are not being represented. And that's chill too. But let's not like pretend that no, it's a Christmas
movie. I'm with you on that.
That's fine. Yeah. It's great.
Holiday cards.
Now, this is a good one for me because this is our first year with the baby. And I'm like, oh, my mom's like, well, you're making a holiday card, right? And I was like, I guess.
No.
I guess we are.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay. This was my favorite one. I was excited to hear about.
I like holiday cards. I think they're cute. I think when you have a family, they're necessary. I don't personally feel the obligation to put one out with me and my husband. I think that would be ridiculous. Like, we've had another lovely year of marriage gliding into the sunset. We're more in love. Like, this is what kills me about the holiday card thing. You want to post a picture with your cute kid, whatever, well wishes, fine. Love ya. Live your life. I don't know if you guys have ever received this. There is a fad of holiday cards that comes with like a highlights reel of the family. Like, little Timmy was accepted into Yale and little Tina Jr. contracted, you know, chlamydia while abroad in Barcelona. And it gives a highlights reel of like what the family's triumphs of the year that makes me want to stab myself. Like, it is revolting. And you know that that couple fucking hates each other. Mm-hmm. And you know that the kid like got caught doing drugs freshman year at the Ivy League school. And you know what's going on. But then they just put on some white polo shirts and smile with their golden retriever and everything's fine.
What if one year you sent like a card that looked perfect, the family looked perfect, and then it comes with the whole thing and it was the truth?
I'm doing
and it
that.
Was actually like a, we almost got divorced, but we didn't. And then
we
like,
love our new marriage counselor. Yeah. Sally's working out great.
If you need someone, let us know.
Totally.
I mean, that would be amazing. And it's like he got accepted to like Cal State, whatever, but really wanted Harvard. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be amazing.
I'm going to do that.
Please do that. I feel like you could actually pull that off.
I thought about doing that last year when we like bought our house, how funny it would be if we put on like white polo shirts and like got a fan and like just like clutched our little shih tzu and just did like a full play by play of like the, cause like we both lost parents. We like, it was like a shit storm of a year.
Oh wow.
But like making it funny, which is like people who know, like you have to make light of like the darkness. And me and Andrew were like, what a year, you know?
And can't wait for the next one.
And we would go to these holiday parties and be like, 2018 was the best. And me and my husband would look at each other and be like, yeah, 2018 was sick. Like, you know what I mean? So we thought about doing like a holiday card, like a really fucked holiday card. And we're like, nobody's going to get it. And then it's like going to be lost on everybody.
Well, we'll get it, especially if you're wearing matching pajamas. I'm just saying.
So look for it in the mail. Perfect. Okay, ladies.
Okay, what about like starting the holidays earlier? Like, the Grove put up the Christmas tree the week of Halloween this year.
No.
Like, what is that? Why is that? Is this how it's always been?
Yes.
Okay, but this year it's especially bad because the we're down like 6 days in the holidays because from Christmas to Thanksgiving, it's 6 days less than last year.
Wait, what?
Why?
Because Thanksgiving's on the last Thursday of the month this year. We're almost a week short so that there's less time to buy gifts.
No, what will we do? How will we go on?
I mean, no joke, my husband and I were at the Grove and it wasn't even Halloween yet and freaking Santa's sleigh was up and we were like, there is something wrong. there is something morally wrong right now. Like, what the fuck?
It's a societal issue. It's called instant gratification. Like, we don't know how to just, like, pace out our time anymore. Like, relax. Have the turkey. Like, Halloween is, like, there's just no reason. It's ridiculous.
It's true. And I asked, I was like, do you think it's because all the influencers needed, like, to go take a picture in front of the Christmas tree to prep their content for next month?
Of course. You got a boomerang in front of the tray. Kill me.
Okay. Present wrapping. This has been...
Oh, I'm weird about the wrapping. I love wrapping.
Okay, she hates it.
I hate it.
She hates it. It's the worst thing ever. You love it. What do you love about it?
So, well, first of all, I'm very selective with my wrapping papers year round. Like, I'm not doing the, like, snowman thing. I like a gold metallic wrapping paper with a glittery bow. Very non-denominational. Yeah, that's kind of my vibe.
You give out holiday gifts.
Holiday gifts. But year round, like, I really, really like a mixed metal packaging.
Ooh.
So take that with you. I like a little silver gold combination.
Where do you get your wrap stuff?
I don't really know. Just kind of wherever
you find it.
Yeah, okay. Wherever I find it.
Because Candace has a thing with it, and they have to wrap every little lip gloss in every stocking. And I just say that's ridiculous.
Like, I never had an issue with wrapping.
I like
the
wrapping.
But then immediately getting into, like, a family of multiple people made me realize, this is, like, Christmas Eve is usually staying up till 3 a.m. with a glass of bourbon and a million paper cuts.
Yeah.
And just, like.
You should try and wrap 3 gifts a night all of December.
I'm giving you the death stare right now.
I feel like that would help you. I don't know. I'm trying to help.
No.
Sorry.
I hate it. I hate gift wrapping. I wish it could just be, like, all under the tree and just be like, ta-da.
Well, they do have gift bags.
I know. It's not the same. I get the concept and, like, why it's all special and stuff.
But she's stressed out
already.
Like, so sweating. Okay. And finally, for everyone that's traveling during the holidays, any travel do's and don'ts for the holidays?
Don't be disgusting on an airplane. Cover your mouth. I hate when people, I get very irritated when the cough, like when people don't feel the need to cover their mouth, even if it's just more of a clearing of the throat, like cover your mouth, Lysol your seat, keep your goddamn shoes on.
Thank you.
Keep your shoes on, you sick, sick bitch. Like, what are you?
I mean, seriously.
Sorry,
though.
I forgot. This is not my podcast.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
It's disgusting. Don't need to go barefoot on a plane. That is so gross. Somebody was clipping. I just got back from London and I was taking a little nap and I woke up and the person in the pod across the aisle from me was fully reclined, like grabbing his feet and clipping his toenails on the airplane. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Also, like, where do you put the toenail clippings when you're done with it? Like,
they were free falling.
Oh my God.
They were like just, it was confetti.
That
poor disgusting.
Steward or stewardess that's like picking them up. Oh my God.
I said
God.
Something. I was like,
you did?
Yeah. I was like, excuse me. Like, I'm not trying to be difficult here, but this person is literally clipping their toenails. And I tried to take a picture of it because, you know, like, what else are you going to do? I wasn't on Instagram at the time, so I just wanted it for my personal memories. And the flash went off. And I was like, I like threw my phone in there. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
He's like, this influencer on the airplane was having a photo shoot in her pod.
Right. I'm like, no, you're disgusting. And you're giving yourself like a pedicure on the plane.
Have you ever like totally shamed a stranger like that on Instagram and then had them find you?
Yes. So bad. I was at this hotel and there was this adorable dude doing an interpretive like dance on this rock. Like he was in all white and he had like a pashmina on and he was doing like some like artistic dance project or something. And he had a videographer there and I was so enthralled. I got myself a margarita. I was like propped up on the balcony. I took like 10 minutes of video and I put it all over my Instagram and then went about my day. And like a couple hours later, he's like, holy shit, that's me. I was doing a project for my college. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Beautiful moves. Cause I was like, oh my God, I hope you fall. Like, I just couldn't, it was so the audacity of like going in front of a hotel pool and just performing.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? Cirque Soleil? Like, go home, go to a public beach. Why are you here? Like, you're ruining the atmosphere.
I mean, I feel like you're kind of asking for it when you do that.
He had like a piece of white chiffon, like,
I can't.
Like flowing. I still have the videos, like flowing in the wind and the dance. I mean, he needed to work on the choreography. It wasn't great. It's not the type of dance that you want to do in front of a full pool full of hotel guests. It wasn't that good.
I always love when you see the like mid-walking photo shoot, like the bloggers and influencers who are like doing the hop forward and the hop back.
What is that?
I guess it's for like your calves. Like,
oh my God.
You know,
like, but how do you get that shot? And how do you get to a place in your life? No offense to anyone listening, where that becomes like, okay to do in public.
Yeah.
Like the pink wall. I'm sorry.
I know.
I was just thinking about the angel wings that are staged like all along Melrose and whatever. And my husband and I live in that area. And my nephews came to visit me. They're teenagers. They're on Instagram. I drove past Melrose and they're like, oh, whoa, those are the wings. Like, whoa. Like it was something cool to see. And I was like, oh my God.
What about the pink wall? Yeah, it's a wall.
It's a wall.
I know.
It's a pink wall.
That's it.
That's
who
it.
Who would have thought?
I can't deal. And then there's just lines of people. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
You guys, for those listening that don't live in LA, the pink wall is on Melrose, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's the side of a building. And legitimately, at all hours of the day, you can go there and there are lines of people waiting to take Instagram photos on the pink wall. It's insane.
Yeah. It's something I don't understand. Like, I don't understand TikTok.
I don't know what TikTok. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't get it. I know I was in one of the
you
teens.
Were?
I don't know. Yeah, like Elise was showing it to me and we did a TikTok. I still don't get it. And
is
I don't
like
understand.
Is it like a boomerang thing?
No.
You guys, what's a TikTok?
It's like
help
a 15-second like mini music video interactive.
How is that different
from
an Instagram story to music?
That's what I would think, but I don't know.
Is it, do you have your own platform?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Because we need
maybe I should
thing.
Switch over to TikTok. Maybe they won't kick you off TikTok.
Jackie Schimmel taking TikTok by storm.
That's right.
I want to talk about how you named your podcast because I love it.
Thanks.
It's called The Bitch Bible. And I even wrote down a few quotes from some of your episodes as of recent about like being a bitch.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous to hear because I don't listen to my own podcast.
And this is paraphrasing, but just like, you know, the meat. Besides the potatoes, being a bitch is a beautiful thing. It's the foundation of which I've built my life upon. And Daniel Hunt, you little fucking bitch, how dare you?
Who's Daniel Hunt?
He's tried to take away the word bitch from being used.
Wait, what do you mean?
There was a legal thing.
That's right. I
forgot.
He tried to
make it illegal to like call people a bitch. And you're right. And you're like,
you
can't do that. And that, and then you
was
went,
it Massachusetts? They tried to, they tried to pass a bill to make the term bitch illegal to use.
Yes. And then in a different episode, you talked about like what the word bitch means to you.
Yeah.
And you said, when I use the term bitch, I really do mean it as a term of endearment. I mean it about someone who is direct, who lives their life authentically, who stays in their own fucking lane, who isn't comparing themselves to others, who isn't seeking joy in the demise of other people to make their life seem more validated. And I think that should be the new
did
definition.
Did I say that?
You did.
What, how articulate of me. Oh my God. I can't believe I said that. I'm like, oh my God, Oprah.
But that is who you are. You embody that you make the word a positive word.
It has always been a positive word to me. I mean, my mother called me and my sister, you little bitches. She's like, come on, bitches. My grandma calls me a bitch. Like, it's not the like soft, weak version of the word, like, oh, she's such a bitch. It's very like loose and funny and not that deep. Like I've always used the word in such a positive way that like if I'm really trying to like shade somebody or if I really have a problem with someone, I'm not calling them a bitch. I will give them the most articulate, like I'll give them three sentences that will cut them to the bone that won't have the word bitch in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's just, we're taking back the word.
Love
I like it.
It.
When did you, and you started the Bitch Bible in 2013 as a blog?
I guess so. Yeah, I did. I mean, I was working as a receptionist in an investment bank, which you can even believe
naturally.
Obviously. And I was just like the worst employee ever. I was trying to get fired. I was like, this severance hookup in this place is fire. So I was, they would not fire me. It was so crazy. And
what did you do to try and get fired?
Like, I didn't work. Like, I did nothing. It was so crazy. Everyone worked New York time. I worked LA time. So 1 o'clock on, I was just doing me. You know what I mean? Like, all I had to do was answer the phone and like maybe bring somebody a water. And they would try to give me like administrative tasks like, hey, would you mind like alphabetizing these files? I'm like, no. And I just wouldn't, I was just the worst employee of all time. And they wouldn't fire me. So I had a lot of free time on my hands and I started this blog where I was writing housewife recaps, whatever. And then the people who did Watch What Happens Live found it. I like published one thing in Allure magazine, like I have no idea how. And they flew me to New York and gave me a podcast. And like, that's literally how everything popped off.
Have you wanted to write a book? Is that in the works?
Yeah, I'm probably better at writing than I am speaking or doing anything else.
I mean, you defined the word bitch, I think, beautifully.
Yeah, so. But that's like a one-off. Like, how many episodes did you have to listen to find, like, something that you could use that was of value?
Also, how many martinis in were you?
I never drink when I podcast.
Oh, nice.
Never. I know.
I was impressed listening to your episodes when you do talk about drinking. You're, like, really, you like a cocktail. You like feeling in control.
I like drinking every day, so I don't want to ruin a good thing for myself. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I don't want to overdo it. And I don't like feeling gross the next day. Like, and I truly enjoy the ritual aspect of, like, going home, lighting my candles, putting my TV on, and having a martini. And I don't want to fuck that up for myself.
Smart. Do you have a holiday cocktail of choice?
Ooh, no, I do not. I drink vodka. I'm a vodka martini person year-round. All the time. That's like my only thing.
That's a good thing.
It's a good one.
What's the one piece of advice you have for everyone to make it through the holidays?
Oh, God. Just like have a sense of humor and don't like realize that there are like children in cages and shit. And it's like not that big of a fucking deal. And there always will be next year. You know? And you can always get 20% off at Williams Sonoma.
We'll share the coupon with you guys on the link in bio.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, where can our listeners find you?
You can't find me on Instagram. Like, maybe I'll be back by then when this comes out. You can check at Jackie Schimmel if she's still around. If not, there is another page that we're rebooting, Bitch Bible. And also I'm doing, and my podcast is called The Bitch Bible, and I'm doing live shows. So yeah, this is the first time I'm saying it because I'm not allowed to announce it till later. But I'm coming to LA on February 5th at The Regent, and you can buy tickets on thebitchbible.com. And I think I'm going to Dallas and Phoenix and San Francisco.
Love.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And good luck with the holidays. I'm expecting your Christmas card in the mail.
Yeah, get ready for it. It's going to be hot.
I mean, I love her. She's the best.
She's the best.
I wanted her to stay and hang out.
I know. I really wanted her to stay. I just wanted to like lock the door and be like, oh, the door's broken. Now you got to hang out with us.
Natural disaster. We have to stay together.
Yeah, no, I've been really excited for this episode. I usually on this podcast, you guys hear me say a lot, don't meet your heroes. But I forego that rule today. And I contained myself.
Yeah.
I think I did okay.
So how do we feel about the word bitch?
I like it. I like this kind of like new, you know, like this powerful embodiment of what that word means. Because it's true. I feel like I curse like a sailor usually. I curse.
Not on the podcast, but
not
in
on
life,
the podcast, yes. But in life I curse like a sailor. And it's just, and my husband always makes fun of me for it because apparently like if it's just him and I'm just like,
F-bomb.
Fuck, you know, crazy. And then the second that my parents are around, I'm like, oh, excuse me, mother. Like, oh, fudge. And he's like, who are you? Like, what is this? And it's true. Like, I'm such like a secret cursing person. And
you know who isn't? Jackie Schimmel.
Jackie Schimmel is not. And you, but you don't like curse a lot.
I don't either. No. And like, I'll say other words, but for some reason, bitch just isn't in my vocabulary. And she has empowered me to say it more. So now I feel like, you know, maybe in the mirror every morning, I say it three times to myself.
I really want a video of this. Or we're just going to start, maybe that's how we start addressing each other. Like, hey, bitch, would you like another LaCroix?
I mean, that's not going to happen.
Excuse me, bitch, do you mind passing that napkin over there?
All of our friends and our husbands being like, what the fuck is going on with them? What is wrong?
Their friendship has taken a turn.
How do you guys feel about the word? Tell us. I want to know. How do you feel about it? I love it too. And I think she really is such an empowering woman. I love Jackie.
And it was so fun to like just bitch about the holidays.
Yes, because fuck, man, they're hard.
Yep.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, we hope you guys learned something or, you know, feel empowered to maybe cuss a little more after this episode. And we've got another great one coming up next week.
Stay sane during the holidays.
We love you.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals. For Bare Minerals to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to Clean Beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.